My name is Corrine Lynn Cancellari, and I am a mycology expert and phytotherapist. I grew up in Revelstoke, BC, and I love mushrooms.
My name's Daniel Berzenkoff. I grew up in Revelstoke with Corrine here, and I'm a commercial waterproofer slash partner in this amazing adventure.
I love going mushroom picking in Revelstoke's backcountry, especially the Akokolux area, because I know how many pine, honey mushrooms, chanterelles, everything you can imagine, they're in this inland temperate rainforest area.
It doesn't take long to get into what Corrine calls the backcountry in Revelstoke. Corrine started the North Star Survival School after her husband died in a boating accident on the Columbia River 3 years ago. She wanted to create something good out of something terrible and to teach people skills and knowledge to survive when they're outside. She learned at 2 years old how to pick mushrooms, which ones to pick. Her parents taught her.
So you see, we're moving into a forest with what we have here is a fir tree. You can tell because of these long pink or bright orange slices down the side of the bark. Fir trees are very corky and thick barked trees. That means they protect their wood during a forest fire. Okay. More fir. What we want to be in is a fir hemlock forest. So that's exactly what we've got here. First one we found is a little artist conch. You can tell because it looks like it's got cinnamon on it. Like somebody's thrown cinnamon at it. Look at that one. That one's beautiful. That's a great specimen. So every year these polypores get a new ring. And I hate pulling them off, but sometimes I do. Let's keep looking. We're just gonna comb these woods.
As Corrine walks along the ravine in a grid pattern, noticing every bush, tree, and mushroom, Danny hunches in the moss. What are you looking at, Danny?
I'm seeing a bunch of these little guys. So they make up. There's probably a big nest of mycelium under here. And we don't really. They're too hard to tell because they're so small. You'd have to get down with a microscope to tell the exact species of these, but they're all over, like right underneath your feet and everywhere. So they probably have a network grid of a root system that they're all talking to each other. Seeing there's people here looking at us, look good, right?
And when you see this, what do you know when you see something like this? Like, what does it indicate to you?
When you see varieties of mushrooms, like we've gone maybe 50 feet and we've found four varieties of mushrooms, that means we're in a nice spot for mushrooms to grow. It's favorable conditions. We're getting some sunlight, lots of moisture because this is a rainforest, but we're getting some sunlight, but not all sunlight. Mushrooms like sunlight as much as people think, oh, they only grow in the dark. No, they need sunlight to grow, but not direct sunlight. They've got a nice covering shade. Is we'll walk past choice mushrooms that we didn't know were there because they haven't poked up yet. They get a little bit of rain like we had this morning or the last couple of days, and then a couple of days of sun, and boom, all your mushroom, a whole field of mushrooms will come up that we haven't seen yet.
Okay, so here's how we know this is turkey tail. We look up underneath and we see that at least a ballpoint pen put next to the pores, there has to be 3 to 5 pores at the end of a ballpoint pen, and that's exactly right. So these are turkey tail. Another thing you could tell is they're soft on top. They have like a little bit of fuzz, and they, like I said, those pores, they'll be white on the bottom, unless they're getting a little dirty and old, which is fine. And then these pores, there'll be 3 to 5 of them next to the end of a ballpoint pen. There's also going to be 2 distinct color changes. See how there's like an orange and a white? There's not just going to be variations of the same color. The turkey tail is a cancer fighter. It's also super high in antioxidants and super, super great anti-inflammatory.
So after you pick the turkey tail, what do you do with it to prepare it?
So we dry it out, or we just put it straight into a into a tincture. So like in vodka, I'll put it in with vodka and let it sit for 2 weeks. Then I take it out. I boil it very slowly and lightly on a pan to get some of the alcohol out of it. I'll add water and boil that off a bit. And then in the end, you get this thick extract. And I use that as medicine daily to avoid cancer, to fight inflammatory. What's that? Oh, you found witch's butter.
Yes.
Okay, so witch's butter is a jelly mushroom.
Just bright orange mushroom on a log, and it's quite slippery. Like, it's hard to pull off the log.
And witch's butter are a treat for just people out hiking. You can just pop them in your mouth, and there's super high numbers of vitamin D and antioxidants, and they give you some short-term energy, and all jellies are edible. So
that's so cool. It's totally a jelly on a log.
Yeah, orange jelly kind of looks like, you know, just a blob.
Talk to me a little bit, how about when you go into the forest looking for mushrooms and plants, how it kind of helps you see the forest differently?
Oh, when you don't know the things that I know, you go out in the woods and you just kind of step over all this stuff and you don't understand what it is until you find out, and then the whole world opens up to you in a whole different way that you've never seen it, and all of a sudden there's all these amazing things.
Oh, here we go, guys.
Our first chanterelles.
Oh, nice. I didn't even see it.
Our first chanterelles. Bazinga. Now, you can't really tell with this one. False. These are chanterelles for sure. Now you can see they've got that ruffled, bug. They've got the ruffled edge around the bottom of the cap. You can see the decurrent gills, but they're kind of tucked underneath, and it's also quite slippery. Because this is such a young specimen, it's got not such prominent decurrent.
Okay.
False gills. All right, so does somebody else want to just dig down and pop that out of there?
This ravine goes all the way down into that big one.
Yeah, I think we're going to follow it up a bit. And then we'll head down, because I've got a place in mind where there was some chicken of the woods last year, or the year before. Is everybody ready to keep going?
We walked in grids through ravines until we found the log with chicken of the woods from 2 years ago. It was too old to pick. Corrine and Danny will be picking mushrooms every week in September. Look up the North Star Survival School on the internet, or just go to Southside Market at 8:40 on Saturday mornings. Reporting for Stoke FM from Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.